AM 1220 KDOW presents Money 2.0. Money 2.0. Now, helping you excel in business and in life. Here's business coach and Money 2.0 host, Margaret Jackson.
Welcome to Money 2.0 Business on the Edge. This show is sponsored by Business on the Edge and the Small Business Concierge. I usually say the On the Edge Women in Business Club, but the Small Business Concierge magazine, you can connect with Business on the Edge at Twitter, Business on the ED, LinkedIn, and Margaret Jackson, our website, businessontheedge.biz, our magazine website, informational website, smallbusinessconcierge.biz, our Facebook page, MJ Radio Hosts, our Facebook group page at On the Edge Women in Business, post your product, services, events, you know what to do out there. Get out there and do that virtual networking. It is great for your business. If you are a woman in business, or even if you're a professional woman working for a company, you can join the On the Edge Women in Business Facebook page out there. And then, of course, you can connect with our podcast at theedgepurpose.podbean.com, out there also on iTunes and Google Play. And then, of course, our Blog Talk Radio extended show. We keep it raw and real there. You can connect with me. Also, if you want to email me at ontheedge@businessontheedge.biz with questions or comments. Each week, I like to thank our listeners for tuning into the show. We appreciate your listenership, and we work hard to bring you a great show that adds value to your professional development and small business entrepreneurship growth. You can always dial into the show and get your questions and comments on the air to the relevant topics. Of course, 1-800-516-1220. That's 1-800-516-1220. Failure will never overtake me if my determination to succeed is strong enough. Failure. It's not a fun word. We don't like to fail. It would be an interesting world if no one ever failed. Failure has a way of humbling you. If we won at everything, I'm not sure. I think our world would be worse off. It would be worse off because there would be no humility. There would not be that check and balance. We want to do well. But failure has a way of teaching you things that winning all the time doesn't teach you. But when it does happen, you have to have the right attitude about failure. Failure will never overtake me or overtake you if your determination to succeed is strong enough. Og Mandino, that was his takeaway. He wanted to be sure to succeed. This is my power question tonight. Kind of laid back tonight. Thought-provoking. I want to talk to you tonight about really how serious are you about your business. And when I talk about small businesses, I really am talking to the small business that's really still trying to get over that hump. You've got some great small businesses out there that are multi-million dollar small businesses. You know, small businesses is not determined by your revenue, it's determined by the employment for your company. But here's the question. Are you building your small business with the right strategy? What are your pains? What are your top three pains? What are the things that you can't seem to get past or get over? It's kind of elusive to you. We're going to talk about that tonight. Tonight we're going to talk about the slow, steady, and smart path to small business growth and development. What are ways that can benefit the strengthening of your business? Oftentimes I as a small business consultant and coach, I've been doing a lot of work for the last 30 days or so or more, almost 60 days now, working with one of our Bay Area community colleges, Ohlone College. Great. Very impressed with what Ohlone College is doing here in the Bay Area. I'm working over at their Newark campus. helping them achieve some new goals that are important to them. And I'm fumbling over my words because I want to make sure that I choose my words correctly tonight. You can always learn, even as the expert, even as the consultant coming in, pay attention to what you can learn when you're working with your customers and your clientele. When we talk about the small business concierge, the concierge in its simplest form means to be attentive to your guests. Your customers are your guests. So we're going to talk about that tonight. We're also going to talk about the California Department of General Services. We've got a procurement event workshop coming up for small businesses. And hopefully on the show tonight, I compel you enough to come out, even if you're a multi-million-dollar small business, you can procure. Sometimes we think that we would not qualify for certain things or workshops, or because of the industry, you would be amazed again. And I'm going to share some of the things that they're buying in the healthcare industry. I put in a phone call to my contact out there, and I says, "Hey, what kind of? I've got small businesses that are in the healthcare industry, and it could make the difference on how stable their business can be." And what I mean about that is that there's a lot of alternative care out there that's becoming very, very popular to mainstream medicine. And so you're getting referrals, and these small business owners need contracts that allows them to continue to be the value that they certainly are to their clientele. So I was just curious at how much money was being spent by the Department of General Services here in California on what that spend was. And they sent me some very, very interesting information. I'm going to share that with you later in the show. Funding that can sustain your business for years to come. And then we're going to introduce to you tonight our new, we did some re-imaging of the show. We're breaking out, and we're going to do a segment, the Small Business Concierge, and you're going to know when we make that transition in the show. I'm very excited about the Small Business Concierge, its products, the magazine, our concierges, our contributors to the magazine. And we'll talk a little bit about our soft launch that's coming up this Sunday. So we're excited. And I'll talk about that in the Small Business Concierge segment. So I'm not going to give all of that away here at the top of the show here. So let's talk about the slow, steady, and smart steps to business building. If you're not willing to pay the price of, at some point, putting the right kind of organizational infrastructure foundation in your business, you can be sure that you are losing opportunities. You're losing dollars, and you're probably spending a little bit more than you should, regardless of what your company's bringing in as a small business. I've seen small businesses that are making a large sum of money, millions of dollars. And as I get to kind of glean inside some of these companies, there's some faulty infrastructures, there's some faulty wiring. And they've been fortunate, and they are realizing a certain amount of success. But if they want to realize optimal success, then you have to go back to your lab. You have to go back to the beginning. You have to go back to foundational values and put those building blocks in place so it allows you to stand strong. In your business, to create that solid foundation that you need, that will kind of what it'll do is get you to that next level, pop your head up in your industry a little bit further, wedge in just a little bit more, just be a little bit more visible, a little bit more branded. And these are step by step by step processes. Your business plan, and I know it's like, I know she's going to mention the business plan. How can I not mention the business plan, business modeling? I have to mention that. That's important. What does your business model look like? Do you really understand what that is? That's important. Building a business plan and then paying attention to your business plan. Your business plan is a living document. It is not a document that you finish and then you don't do anything else with it and you look at it once a year and you blow the dust off of it. No, it's something that you use on a regular basis to make sure that you are reaching the milestones and the successes that you want to see in your business. And you adjust according to what's going on around you. How are your customers buying? Are they not buying the way that you thought in your plan? Has there been some sort of economic change? Are there changes in taxes? And believe me, it's going to impact your business plan because taxes have changed and how we're going to deal with taxes. So you have to make sure that you make those adjustments. Your pricing. We talked about pricing, your pricing model. How are you pricing? Are you pricing? Are you a service industry? Or are you manufacturing something? Are you a retailer? How are you pricing if you're pricing correctly? And we can enjoy what we do, but if we don't at some point, and sometimes, yes, you just have to go by the seat of your pants and just get out there. I've done it. I've taken teams and I've just kind of thrown people in the fire because I wanted to see whether or not they would swim or sink. Give them a little bit of information. They have their life jacket. Let me see what happens. There's times for that. But at some point, when you're realizing the benefits in your business, you feel like it's in that place where it can take off. This is the time. Begin to make sure that your infrastructure is intact. Because if you don't, you can realize success, but you will not exceed past your structure, the stability of your structure. You have to, this is a point, Shark Tank, take Shark Tank. People come on the show because they realize a certain amount of success. What's picked apart on Shark Tank is what their infrastructure looks like. And it's all of the questions are going to get back to your infrastructure. Whether or not that foundation is strong. How did you get $250,000 in revenue in 1 year. What are you doing here? What is that package? Everything is back to you having to put that thinking cap on, get back into your business science lab, and make sure that you start dotting those I's and crossing those T's so your business can grow smart, steady, slow, sustainable. You're listening to AM 1220. KDOW Business on the Edge with Margaret Jackson, Beery's business leader.
This is Money 2.0 on AM 1220 KDOW.
Welcome back to Money 2.0 Business on the Edge with Margaret Jackson. So slow, steady, smart. Builds businesses, small businesses, smart. Like I said, you can have to, sometimes you just have to jump in, but then go back and make sure that you're putting your infrastructure in. If you happen to do that, fly by the seat of your pants, it happens so much. It would be great for a small business owner to have their initial capital funding, but sometimes it just doesn't, oftentimes actually, it doesn't really happen that way. But don't allow that start or wherever you're at that point in your business, not to go back and say, okay, I need to dot this I, I need to cross that T. Think future. Think not just survival mode for your business, the here and now. Think 3 years out. Think 5 years out. If I were in need of capital, and you might need it now, and you might not qualify for it now, but what do you need to get in place to be the right type of purchaser, a of getting a loan. You know, getting a loan means that you're purchasing the money. It's a product. And when you're talking to lenders, you're talking to banks, you're maybe you're talking to a VC, maybe angel funders, but you're exchanging something. So work on your negotiating skills. Work on how you want that to look. Work on your credit score. Work on your foundation and infrastructure. If you're like, hey, I want to go on Shark Tank, watch Shark Tank and watch, pay attention to what they're asking. They're asking the same questions in the same different. Hey, that's the same question, but asked a different way. They're trying to find out whether or not this product or service has the ability to sustain over a long period of time. Or is this a one-hit wonder? You ever remember some of those old songs from the 70s and 80s? And I wonder, what happened to, like in the 80s, we had Taylor Dane. And I like Taylor Dane. I'm like, where is she at? Kevin Page, who? Exactly. Exactly. Or the one book wonder. So you want to put the right infrastructure. And one of the ways to do that, of course, you want to do the foundational things. Go back and do your business plan. Make sure you got a solid business model. It may be in need of adjustments, the business model. That happens. You learn things along the way. Why it takes businesses 5 to 7 years to get up? Because they're learning the first 3 to 5 years. And they're making some mistakes. What I want to do is help you get around some of those obstacles so you're not making those mistakes. And so you get your business in a successful position sooner than later. So you can survive, thrive, sustain. Okay. So my other part of that is, and I'm going to tie this into the California Department of General Services procurement, and not just procurement for the state of California. You're able to procure with the county, your city, your state, depending on what your offerings are. Do you have a program or a system that there is something that you've been developing and you have a system that works and it can benefit the community? I sent an email. Actually, I called my contact at the California Department of General Services, and I have several clients that work in the alternative healthcare industry. These are not, well, some are doctors, but not all. And I wondered, how much money does the state of California purchase in the healthcare industry? And I was amazed. Amazed at what I learned. And so we're going to go to a commercial break early. A little something in my throat there. AM 1220 KDOW Business on the Edge with Margaret Jackson, Bay Area's business leader.
This is Money 2.0 on AM 1220 KDOW.
Welcome back to Money 2.0 Business on Edge with Margaret Jackson. Sorry about that. Sometimes you get a little something in your throat and it just is not going to cooperate until you go to a commercial break.
No kidding.
So I contacted Katrina Blair, who's been on the show from Department of General Services. She's going to be doing the training at our procurement workshop on February 9th. If you have not registered for that, please go out and register at www.dgsprocure.eventbrite.com. And her and her team and other reciprocity agency partners that are going to be with her, probably about 6 to 9, going to do a panel discussion. I'm going to talk about how you can get certified. If you're already certified, come out anyway. They are going to talk to you about how to really get that certification moving for you if it's not moving for you. And the other thing is if it is moving for you, come out and network. Because one of the things that Katrina mentioned on the show is that networking with them puts you on their radar. Get on their radar. Make sure that you're getting on their radar to do business with the state of California. A lot of resources out there. So I talked about, I asked her about healthcare. What's out there? And so they sent me back, and this is what they're procuring and working with small business contracts that are out there. I mentioned earlier I'm working with Ohlone College on some contracts with the county. So you can stay busy for years to come. And you can add to your offerings and your services and your products. And so in the healthcare industry, Department of Corrections and Rehabilitation, this is one of their reciprocity partners. Health and Wellness, they spent $100,000. I'm just going to kind of go down this list just to give you an idea. So they've got different departments that are their reciprocity partners that are buying in these industries. And this is just one. And I chose this industry because I know that I have clients in this industry. But the other thing is that if you think that your industry is so unique that they're not buying, don't fool yourself. They may be buying. Come out and find out. It's a free event. It's why I have to work. Small business owners, I get it, but it's worth coming to this event to find out. When you have this FaceTime with these agencies, you can, and this is an opportunity for you to ask them questions. They want you to ask them questions. Margaret, can we, their question to me is Margaret, can we do a panel discussion that we spend more time asking questions of from the small business owners than the actual workshops? We're going to go through the pieces of being certified, but you really go through that process online. But we're going to help you through that. And then the second part of the workshop is, now I'm certified, now what? And so you're going to get that information. But $100,000 in health and wellness, health, and then they have health, more than $1.3 million. Mental health, $470,000. Therapy, $5,000. Meditation, $3,000. And this is just with the Department of Corrections and Rehabilitation. Yoga, $9,000 in various purchases on yoga. State hospitals, looking to buy. State hospitals are buying services. Again, meditations on here. So so you've got this alternative health care that's important. Laboratory services, $50,000. Therapy, $50,000. Public health, wellness, $1.3 million to $2.5 million. Health, $26,000. $1.1 million, $4.2 million. My point, and I could go on School of the Deaf. Department of Education, buying from small businesses. These are small business contracts. These are people that they're contracting with small businesses that have resources that meet these needs. Mental health. So if you're a mental health therapist and you started your own practice, $72,000, $670,000, $660,000. The VA is buying services, $40,000, $30,000. African American Museum, meditation, $500 and $300. So there's a lot you've got from small to millions of dollars. Come to the event. I'll give you more information about that before we end the show. You're listening to AM 1220 KDOW, Business on the Edge with Margaret Jackson, Bay Area's business leader.
Get ready. Business on the Edge is taking you out of the studio walls with the Small Business Concierge Magazine. You've been waiting, looking for it. Now it's here. Business expert contributors, small business concierge, STEAM, local events, YE 2.0, the young entrepreneur, women in business centerfold, small business science lab, bridging the gap, the bottom line. Now here's Silicon Valley's number one business radio personality, Margaret Jackson.
Welcome back here to the Small Business Concierge segment of the show. This is so awesome. I'm so excited to be here and to share with you our new, just this new way of just presenting small businesses to you. what we have in mind, the Small Business Concierge magazine. We've been working on the Small Business Concierge products for about 5 years. We're starting to unfold them. So this is maybe new to you, but old to me kind of thing. And so I just want to share with you the Small Business Concierge soft launch. Our digital soft launch of the magazine is actually going to be this Sunday. And so we're excited about that. And we're working really hard. And let me tell you something about this soft launch. The digital soft launch of the Small Business Concierge magazine is about taking the small business owner that's participating as a concierge or a contributor. Of course, you have to be a concierge to be a contributor. But on this story and this journey with us, this is not Business on the Edge's journey and story. This is a journey and story for the small business owner that is looking to be that strong, sustainable business 3 years from now, 5 years from now, 12 months from now, with smart strategies, with resources, with us putting on our thinking caps and putting you in the Small Business Science Lab and saying, let's shake off everything that's not working in your business, or maybe some things are working and some things aren't working. And so now we're going to be the you have these, you watch these movies and they have these science labs and everyone has on their white coats and they're you know, you got these scientists that are trying to create something special. There's something that they're trying to prove. And the small business owner, guess what? You guys get to put on your science labs and you get to come into the Small Business Concierge magazine and you get to, you know, have that science lab coat on and have that crazy hair, you know, have that crazy hair going on. What is that all about? And we're bringing something new to you that hasn't been done and probably should have been done a long time ago. And what I'm sharing with small business owners is this is your FUBU. This is our FUBU. If you're familiar with FUBU product by Damon Johns, when he worked at Red Lobster, he's your Shark Tank guy. But his product was FUBU. His mother and grandmother taught him how to sew. And he really wanted this. FUBU really stands for us by us. And so he wanted athletic gear that was made for African-American community that would, their style, their guys that FUBU look for us by us. Don't get offended. It's just that's what was in him to do. And he created a great company out of it. He's his net worth is $250 million today. And people are wearing FUBU all over the place. But this is our FUBU product. This is the Small Business Concierge magazine is the FUBU product for the small business owner, someplace for a place for you to reside that you can grow and you can learn and you can actually understand the steps and everything that I need to be a great business owner, motivation, inspiration, innovation, all of these different things, exploration. The YE 2.0 is our young entrepreneurs. We need to help them. We've got the Women in Business, which is our center of our magazine, our centerfold. Sorry, Sports Illustrated, no. Sorry. There will not be any swimsuit centerfolds. It will be women suited up that are smart women, that are talented, that are power women, power titans in this magazine. Our bottom line, our the place that we help you understand how money works, the most important part of your business outside of having a strong business model, business plan, is your money, your foundation, how you're handling your finances and how you need to understand how it's working. So that being said, and this being, for me, my Mickey Mouse. So we're going to talk a little bit with, just a few minutes, with Cheryl Nelson. Cheryl Nelson is a certified paralegal working in the estate planning, trust administration, and probate area of law. She founded Plan 18 over 3 years ago and published its workbook this past summer. Cheryl, how are you tonight?
I'm doing well, Margaret. How are you?
I'm doing well. We have a few minutes here in our segment, and we just wanted to give the audience a little taste of you're a concierge and you're a contributor. You guys are going to get to read Cheryl's article, which is fantastic. But Cheryl, tell us a little bit about Plan 18. Plan 18 is your baby, and I was blown away when I learned about Plan 18. Tell our audience about Plan 18.
Well, you're very kind. Thank you, and congratulations on the magazine. I think it's awesome, and I'm thankful that you invited me to participate. So Plan 18, yes, just like I said, it's my baby. And I saw a need within the 18-year-old demographic to have legal documents ready for 18-year-olds. Being in the estate planning area of law, everything is for older people, old seniors, and there's nothing for 18-year-olds. And so they kind of need the same documents. And so I thought, okay, well, you know how to do it, so just put it together. And over the course of 3 years, I put my workbook together, and finally I just had to stop. It's like, you know what? It's good enough. I think I addressed all the questions, and it's out for publication. And so now I just need to let people know it's there, so the 18-year-olds, they can do their own advanced health care directive. They can create their own power of attorney, their HIPAA form, a permission to speak, so when they go off to college, mom and dad don't have to worry about, well, they don't have to worry about legal documents anyway.
And this is important. And an example of this would be, before we go to a commercial break, and I'm going to see if my producer will stretch this out just a little bit. But a great example, recent example, would be Bobby Christina, Whitney Houston's daughter that recently passed away, and her father, Bobby Brown, and then the Whitney Houston family, Sissy Houston, conflicted on her life support situation, I guess the best way to kind of put it, scenario.
Exactly.
That's a little, I'd like to be a little bit more eloquent than that, but it caused some problems. But if they had Plan 18 and the documentation's in place, that would have changed some things. And how could that have changed things if Bobby Brown had said, hey, Cheryl, would you put this together? And he and his daughter put it together. And if something should happen to her, like being in a coma.
Right. So that's the big thing. The advanced health care directive, you, the 18-year-old, plans in advance what they would want. And it's primarily to avoid the conflict. The physicians will consult with the parents. But say you have a split family and mom and dad don't agree. Well, then mom says, no, I know what she would have wanted. Dad says, well, I want to keep her alive. And you have a contract. And the doctors are not going to deal with that. They're going to say, you know what, you need to go get an attorney. And there you go. So it really helps the family, and it helps avoid that conflict.
All right, we got to go to a commercial break. Thank you, Cheryl, for calling in. And we are going to, you're going to learn more in the Small Business Concierge magazine. Cheryl has this information in here. She's done a great article. And you're going to be, you know what, pick up her book. So let me give you her information really quick here. You can connect with Cheryl Lynn, 23@gmail.com, or 408-614-1628. You got to get this book, and it is on Amazon, barnesandnoble.com, Plan 18. I got a copy, and I bought it. I didn't get it for free. I think I had her. I don't know if I had her autograph. I thought maybe I'll do that. Okay, so get Plan 18. You're listening to Margaret Jackson, AM 1220 KDOW, the Small Business Concierge segment.
For more information on the Small Business Concierge magazine or to invite Margaret Jackson to speak, go to smallbusinessconcierge.biz. That's smallbusinessconcierge.biz.
This is Money 2.0 on AM 1220 KDOW. Well,
welcome back to Business on the Edge, Money 2.0 with Margaret Jackson. You got a little taste of our science lab. Excuse me, our Small Business Concierge, which was fantastic to launch that tonight. And we'll make sure that I know the audio was a little interesting. Sometimes cell phones are not as friendly as we'd like them to be. And so we'll make sure we watch that in the future. But Cheryl Lynn Nelson is amazing. I got to meet her at one of our last networking event, actually, of 2017. And we got to chatting, and she talked about her Plan 18 workbook. And I said, so where is it at? Do you have it in your car? Go get it. Let me see. And so several of us at the event purchased her her Plan 18 book because we want to make sure that as our I have a son over 23 years old, 24 this month, and we need to make sure that we implement this plan and make sure that we have advanced health care directives. So if anything should happen, we have some decisions that we're able to make with regards to his, and we don't want anything to happen, but it is really good to have something like this in place. So connect with Cheryl at 408-614-1628. She is a paralegal and just amazing. And I am so looking forward for you to read her article in the Small Business Concierge. We launched that digital soft launch, so this is not a completed magazine. It is an unfolding with the small businesses, and every week we're going to be putting in new articles and advertising and concierge, and because we want you to go on a journey. We want to help you become a strong business. So I'm going to be bringing you on the show. I'm going to be talking. Sometimes I'll just be talking about concierge that I like. We're going to talk about some of the articles that are out there that you can get some value out of in the different sections. We got six different sections. We have a section that will have local events. So local events are free to be in the magazine. So we want to make sure that you're getting to the right events. We'll have an editorial calendar. We're just going to unfold a new product publicly to you, and we're going to do a hard launch late March, early April for that printed version that you'll be able to pick up at Barnes & Noble and some other places here in Silicon Valley. It's the Silicon Valley Edition Small Business Concierge Magazine. You can go check out our website at smallbusinessconcierge.biz. We are working hard for you, and we're putting multimedia media around your resources, your business, for small businesses to access and build their brand image, and so you can get connected with them and do business. So these are great experts and small business experts here in the magazine. Have a great weekend out there. You've had so much fun tonight. You're listening to AM 1220 KDOW Business on the Edge with Margaret Jackson, Bay Area's business and finance leader.
Thanks to you, ACE was